1st, we're down to the wire in the race for president. Voting ends in just 5 days, and tens of millions of Americans have already cast their ballots. Yesterday's poll from Marquette University Law School shows in Wisconsin, former Vice President Joe Biden leading President Trump 48% to 43% among likely voters. The margin of error for each of those numbers is plus or minus 4.4%. So the state is getting a lot of attention from both campaigns. How about you? 800-642-1234 is our number. Which candidate, Biden or Trump, is the better choice? And why? How enthusiastic are you about your vote? Which issue is guiding your vote? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. We've got two guests coming up to make their cases for Trump and Biden. We'll hear from the Biden supporter in just a bit. First, the case for the reelection of President Trump. Van Mobley is an associate professor of history and economics at Concordia University, Wisconsin, and president of the Ozaukee County Village of Thiensville. Van, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, Rob, thanks for having me.
Well, give us the basic case, Van. Why does President Trump deserve a second term?
Well, first of all, I would say he's got the momentum and he's closing rapidly on Biden, much as he did with Hillary. And I would just add another poll for your viewers to take a look at. There's a Trafalgar poll that was very accurate last time, but it was from 1024 to 1025. That is the poll. It was actually polled a little after the Marquette poll. That poll is 47 to 48. Trump's 47 and Biden is 48. But you can see it's much closer than the Marquette poll. And I think really because the Marquette poll started polling before that third debate. Trump did very well, or the second debate, Trump did very well, and I think that accelerated his momentum forward, and he's got the momentum on his side. And I think it's a good thing, because his vision is right in line with what the people of Wisconsin want, and it's the same thing he campaigned on last time. First of all, to avoid foreign wars and disentangle us from them, and to rebuild the military, but not necessarily use it. You want peace through strength, and certainly he's done that. And peace is breaking out in the Middle East. He doesn't get the credit that he should have. And I would say that he compares very favorably on that with Joe Biden, who voted for the Iraq War. He says now it's bad judgment, but he has a lot of bad judgment throughout his career, and he very seldom picks the right thing. Trump's done the right thing on foreign policy and wars. Trump has also worked to rebuild our emaciated economy. He actually fixed NAFTA, something that Biden voted for. Once again, Biden thought it's a bad idea, but after he'd done it, and he never fixed it. Trump did do the USMCA, which is very much better than the old NAFTA. He did it on a bipartisan basis, and we're very thankful for that. And it's good for Wisconsin, particularly for the dairy industry and for some manufacturing. We have more deals to make in the next administration, or the continuing Trump administration, particularly I think in the Asia-Pacific region, and I know that I was speaking with some friends of mine from Japan about more things that we can do. I think that the Japan-American axis is the most important alliance that we have right now in the world, and I think that Trump is very well positioned to cherish that relationship and then expand upon it going forward in ways that are good for both the people of Japan and the people of Wisconsin and the United States, as well as the people in the Asia-Pacific region. We're going to have a little, maybe a little rough sledding with the Chinese, but I think that we'll be able to pull it together with our allies there. Trump has also cut taxes and deregulated the economy. We've got the best economy that we've had really post-World War II, with low unemployment, and we've got wages at the bottom raising, coming up very fast. That was great. That's one of the things he said he would do, and that's what he was able to do. Now, we had the little COVID thing, but once again, if you take a look at the GDP numbers today, it's bouncing back fast. And Trump does this well, and Biden has been on the wrong side of history on some of these items that he's really voted in favor of as sort of a failed bipartisan consensus in Washington after the Cold War.
And then I want to jump in and talk about the little thing called COVID. That's been a line of attack from Democrats this year, of course. 227,000 dead from COVID, according to Johns Hopkins. Democrats pointing out Trump was on tape in January saying, hey, this is really bad, but I'm going to downplay it to the public. Saying we're rounding the corner a lot while numbers go up is the argument. Can you make the case for Trump's handling of this crisis?
Yes, I can. I mean, the key to that is actually he has provided resources to the states and he's given them and the localities flexibility. And he has really worked very hard on the warp speed. And just as you had a news report, I mean, they're going to get this vaccine out quickly now. Moderna's got a good thing. And he's really focused on that because really, as soon as they said it was a pandemic, that means, you know, everybody's going to get it unless we can get a vaccine, and we can't shut down and avoid that, or we have other sort of problems that emerge relatively quickly that we're seeing, you know, problems of depression, problems of suicide, domestic violence, problems of overlooking other medical things. So I think that he's done a very good job. And I think that we should keep things in perspective, and I think we're going to have a vaccine very quickly. One other thing that I would move to and as well that I think that you must be said is that Trump has worked hard at racial harmony in the United States by removing irritants that were placed there by earlier politicians like Joe Biden. And I'm speaking specifically of the Crime Bill of 94. That is Joe Biden's baby. The criminal justice reform that President Trump put through is actually a very good piece of legislation. It's signed on a bipartisan basis. I think that it will help with racial harmony. And President Trump has done other good things for the black community. He's given aid to historically black colleges, opportunity zones. He's done very well. He has shown leadership like we have not seen in Washington in a long time. Some people don't like his tweets. Some people think that he's mean to other politicians. Sometimes other politicians don't perform unless you're actually a little bit mean to them. If they're all nice to one another, you get bad things like the Iraq War, you get bad things like NAFTA, and you get bad things like the Crime Bill of 94, which Joe Biden did for us while he was backstabbing with all his establishment friends in Washington. We do not need any more of that, and I don't think that we're going to get it because Trump's going to win.
Talking to Van Mobley, he's making the case for President Trump's reelection. He's an associate professor of history and economics at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Wrote an opinion piece at wisopinion.com making that case. Let's bring on a caller or two. Ben is with us in Madison. Ben, hi.
Good afternoon. I feel really bad for your guest because he has to defend the indefensible. For people listening who do not go and research these issues, who do not dig up facts, who do not follow accurate news, he may sound very convincing. He skipped over COVID very nicely. The fact is this country has an obscene rate of COVID cases, a disastrous federal non-response, and no guidance, no strong PR, no strong communication. That's why we have people in Wisconsin and all across the country thinking masks are optional and this is my freedom and I don't need to wear this. And people are dying every day as a direct result of President Trump. This is indefensible. I feel sorry for your guest.
Ben, thanks for the call. Van?
I think people are dying because it's a virus. It's very unfortunate. I would also say that we should keep this in perspective. We've taken care of people on a local level. The virus will spread and until we get a vaccine, remembering also that there are lives impacted by whether or not we have draconian lockdowns. And I, for one, am not for draconian lockdowns. Neither is President Trump.
How about, as Ben was saying, a consistent message on mask wearing, which a lot of public health officials say, hey, that helps us not do things like have lockdowns.
I think that the virus spreads whether you have mask wearing or not. And I think that we've had generally consistent messaging on that, which is you should wear them when it's appropriate.
And Van, we just have a minute left with you. Leave us with a final case as for those who haven't voted yet. A lot of people have in the run up to Tuesday.
Well, I think that actually what you're going to see is Trump's going to hold his own in those areas that he was very strong last time. I think he's going to show even greater strength in Milwaukee than he did last time. I think the law and order message has worked very well for him in Kenosha, and that's one of the things that's going to bring him the Kenosha-Racine area stronger for him. And I think he's going to get votes out of Dane County where people are a little bit tired with the draconian lockdowns that they have going on over in Dane County. There's a little bit of overreaction there, and that also increases the frustration level that actually makes the pandemic worse than it otherwise would be. Sometimes it's better to have a little bit of a looser approach, a more humane approach, and that's certainly what Trump stands for, and I think that he'll be rewarded for it at the polls.
Van, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob. Talk to you later.
Van Mobley is an associate professor of history and economics at Concordia University, Wisconsin, and president of the Village of Thiensville. We talked to him about his support for President Trump. Coming up, we'll hear the case for former Vice President Joe Biden. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Who are you voting for and why? What issue is most important to you? Are you enthusiastic or taking the best you got? Call 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about which presidential candidate is a better choice for Wisconsin. We just heard from a supporter of President Trump. Now we'll hear a case for former Vice President Joe Biden. Earlier this month, the Wisconsin State Journal endorsed Biden, saying he'll restore a sense of higher purpose and professionalism to the White House. Who are you hoping wins and why? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Scott Milford is the editorial page editor of the Wisconsin State Journal. Scott, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks a lot.
Well, tell us about why you and the editorial board supported Biden over Trump for president.
Well, for starters, I think we're exhausted by Trump. Every day, it seems like there's a new scandal. There's another outlandish statement or an impulsive tweet. Somebody else is bailing out of his administration and writing a book saying he's not a good leader or he was awful. Trump is chaotic. He's combative. He's polarizing. He's unprofessional. He's crude. He's contradictory. He is entertaining, and he gets good ratings as a former reality TV star. He's certainly a character, but I don't think he's shown a lot of character. I think he's just kind of been winging the presidency, and specifically with Wisconsin, I think his trade wars have hurt manufacturers and farmers here a lot. I mean, he called for a boycott of Harley Davidson, which is an iconic brand. Now, to be honest, Joe Biden wasn't the preferred choice of our editorial board. It wasn't my preferred choice as an alternative, but I think just about anybody at this point is better than Trump, and Biden, besides being more presidential, I think he's solid. He's certainly experienced. He's been the vice president. He's been a U.S. senator for a long time. I think he will assemble a good team. He's already made hints that he would have some Republicans in his cabinet. He's friends with a lot of the U.S. senators who are Republicans because he's been there for quite some time. I don't think he's a socialist like Bernie Sanders. And we highlighted in our editorial a Lugar Center rating, which I really like this rating. And by the way, Richard Lugar was a very moderate Republican from Indiana. He actually got primaried out of his seat a while back. They looked at the last 250 senators over the last 250 years, and Biden ranked 47th, essentially in the top fifth of senators for working across the aisle, for sponsoring bills with members of the opposite party. I think he can get a lot done in the sensible center, where I like to say that I reside and the State Journal editorial board resides.
We heard from our last guest and from President Trump, and I think many of his supporters, that some of the things you just listed as assets for Joe Biden are liabilities, that people maybe don't want that person who's been in the establishment for a long time. That establishment, some people say, has steered us wrong at some key points in our recent history. What would you say to them?
Sure, you're right. But we tried the alternative with Donald Trump, an extreme alternative, and it hasn't worked. I mean, he was supposedly going to drain the swamp, and the swamp is 10 or 20 feet higher right now in Washington, D.C. Biden is a professional politician. I don't think Biden is the best the Democrats have to offer. But I think what's going on here is the Democrats pick someone who people know and who represents a return to some normalcy in Washington for a country. I think Biden's going to be a little boring. I could use some boredom after watching Mr. Trump for the last 4 years. And, just one example, this last week in Michigan. Trump goes up to Michigan. The governor, there was a plot to kidnap her. And what does Trump say about this? Well, that might be a problem. It might not. I mean, I just don't know how you say things like that. Or at the debate, telling this racist group to stand by. I just think he's not a leader in the American tradition. And I'll take just about anybody over Donald Trump.
Talking to Scott Milford, editorial page editor for the Wisconsin State Journal, making the case for Joe Biden in next week's election final over Donald Trump. We just heard the case from Trump a few minutes ago, or a case for Trump, I should say. Let's go to a caller now, Jeff, with us in Superior. Jeff, hi.
Hi. Well, needless to say, I won't be subscribing to the Wisconsin State Journal. I think Biden is the most corrupt politician in the last 47 years when you look at what's been going on with him and his son. But I voted for Trump because he's a strong leader. We need Republicans defending the Constitution in Washington, D.C. right now. And he gets results. He's not a politician. He calls it like it is, and he gets things done for the American people. He puts money in the U.S. Treasury. He renegotiated treaties that have benefited every aspect of American life. And we need more four more years of him in Washington.
Jeff, thanks a lot for the call. Scott?
Well, first, let me be clear. I'm on the editorial board of the Wisconsin State Journal. I don't cover the news for the Wisconsin State Journal. I'm in charge of the institutional voice and the voice of the business side of the newspaper. So I would encourage the caller to subscribe to Madison.com for the best information and news in Madison. But going to the opinionated State Journal editorial board, I agree to some degree with the caller that the China thing isn't good for Biden. I mean, his son was over there making a lot of money, and meanwhile, he's the U.S. representative in China. I don't think that looks good. I think at a minimum, it was bad judgment and probably a conflict of interest. But I mean, my gosh, when you compare that to Trump, who has a hotel across from the White House that people stay at and he profits from, or when you consider that he was trying to do a deal in Moscow for a giant hotel while he was running for president and lied about it. I mean, on and on and on, foreign bank accounts. I just don't think that when you compare the two, that there's even a comparison. Now, sure, I actually agree with the caller, too, that Trump has done some good things. I think that, for example, he simplified the tax code. Unfortunately, he didn't make it revenue neutral, so he jacked up the deficit. And I think that, there's so many things that we need to do, like climate change, that he's ignoring. He's actually taking us backwards on climate change. I think he's not respecting our allies and instead schmoozing some of these people like Vladimir Putin, who for some reason he will never criticize. I don't get that. I think this is about restoring some decency and some real leadership to the White House. So I guess mostly I disagree with your caller.
Let's bring on another caller now. Jeffrey is with us in De Pere. Jeffrey, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I called a while back and made a comment about America's always been great. It's been great for 244 years. But needless to say, I voted Democrat. I have voted Democrat all my life as far as president's concerned, that I was allowed to vote since 18. I'm 65. But I don't agree with people. Donald Trump, he's erratic. He's irrational. He may be a businessman. He's a losing businessman. He's being run. He's doing good things, yes, but he's not a 47-year politician, which Joe Biden is, which is terrible in that respect also. But Mitch McConnell is running Donald Trump and a Supreme Court in choices. Jobs have been coming to northeastern Wisconsin since 1965. Joe Biden's son is not running for president. Nuclear energy is dangerous. Coal energy is bad for the environment. Wind and solar. Look at the other countries that utilize wind and solar.
I got you, Jeffrey. I want to jump in because we don't have too much time left. Scott, Jeffrey getting a variety of reasons there while he'll continue to vote for the Democrat this time around.
I think he represents a lot of people who, including myself, who I'm not gaga for Biden, And it's not that I think Biden is a superb candidate for president, but your caller there just ticked off some very real things that concern us about Trump. And I agree that with him that he's so erratic. He'll say one thing one day, he'll say something the other day. I guess that's sort of his quote unquote art of the deal when you're doing hotel casino deals in New Jersey. I guess that's what you do. You take people back and forth until you get them where you want and you cut a deal in your favor. But I don't think the last 4 years have shown much results for Donald Trump other than a lot of division and just one thing after another every day that people shake their heads at. People on both sides of the aisle shake their heads at.
As we wrap up, Scott, polls are generally showing Biden with a lead over Trump, but by no means an insurmountable lead. How are you reading? I want to ask you to predict, but how are you reading the polls as we head toward Tuesday?
Well, I of course think Biden's going to win. I don't know how you're ahead in all these polls in the swing state. I mean, I think the national polling you can set aside because Hillary Clinton won the national vote. I think you look at states like Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, states like that. And there's a whole bunch more that are swing states, too, like Arizona, Florida, Georgia and Texas. My goodness. Hey, I was wrong 4 years ago. The polls were wrong 4 years ago. Hopefully the polls have gotten better in 4 years. So I just can't imagine Biden doesn't win this. I think it was an interesting experiment to go against the grain with Donald Trump. I don't fault people for choosing Donald Trump. If Donald Trump wins, I will move forward and I will accept that. But gee, I sure do think that Joe Biden's the next president of the United States.
Scott, thanks for joining us.
You bet.
Scott Milford is the editorial page editor for the Wisconsin State Journal. We talked to him about why he says Joe Biden is the better choice for president. Earlier we heard from Concordia University, Wisconsin professor Van Mobley about his support for President Trump. Latest Marquette University Law School poll shows Biden leading Trump in Wisconsin 48 to 43% among likely voters, basically within the poll's margin of error.